there. Okay. Actually, after this, I'm constantly being reminded to remind you, so I will remind you that if you would like a tape of the open satsang, please tell your the center leader. Okay? All right. And then, John, if you would be kind enough to stay on the line when it's over, I'd appreciate it. Okay? Okay, I'm holding a regular phone, a headset, so here we go. All right, I want to talk a little bit about the uniate nature of reality. What is it? Okay, and uniate has to do with union. So it has to do with the oneness. And that was our original state. Okay, actually, not so much in union, but we were one and the same. And then we were created by the Lord God as souls. And that's our karma, as it were. That's the primal karma. Okay? God set his creation in motion. He set the souls in motion. Okay? And we were to come here, have an experience of these environs. Okay? And for the growth of our own soul. It's part of, to know part of God's creation, because this planet is part of God's creation. Okay? And lo and behold, what did we do? Well, we started exercising our will. Since God gave us free wills as souls, we started to exercise our will. And this will went against God's will. And so we started creating. And we started creating. What did we create? Well, we created karma. We created separations. We created more embodiments. Okay? And we've exercised our free will. Okay? And we know that the demonstration of the Christ Jesus on the cross, and this is crucial, was a demonstration of the whole surrender process. Crucifixion, time and space, the ego is caught in time and space, and it has to go to the resurrection, the soul does, which means it goes in the soul body and goes and joins God. So the demonstration is really of God's will and our will, and they're really one and the same. See, and that's the alignment. And that's the real nature of existence, is God's will and our will are one and the same, and that we're one and the same with God. See, but we've created the separation, and the consciousness registers accordingly. Okay, so many souls have exercised their free will away from God throughout eons and eons and eons and eons and eons of time. And we get the separation. So that it almost instinctively seems like, well, God's up in heaven, you know, in the sky. That's where he is. Even though we know that the true heaven is within us. We know where the spiritual heavens are. Okay, but yet we look for God somewhere up there. Okay, we're here. God's up there. Okay, and concomitant with that, we also think that, hey, you know, when we die, we'll go to God because we're separate. Okay, but that goes against reality, even though we've forgotten reality. See, we've forgotten who we are. We haven't a clue. We don't know who we are. We don't know that we're spirit. We don't know that we're God. We don't know that we're divine. See, this is the great, exciting experience of human life, is to embark on that journey and discovering that you are spirit, you are soul. And the soul, in its journey, it traces its way back, as it were. And will have an experience of its union, its oneness with God, because that's its nature, you see? And also, we have spirit, where there's pure spirit, and we have the worlds of matter. And we have the negative pole, the positive pole. Well, why did God create this duality? Well, obviously, you can't have any manifestation unless you're in duality. There's no manifestation, okay? But the soul, because it's forgotten what it is, it identifies with the duality, identifies with the world of form. It honestly believes all this stuff. the fear, the hurt, the pain, the separation, the duality, it gets caught up in form. Okay? But somewhere in the dim recesses of its being, it knows that there's only one. And that's the union with the Holy Spirit, or with the sound current, or with itself, or with God, the very material, as it were, of God. That behind the duality is the unity, you see? And we've forgotten that, and we fall for that illusion. It's like a hallucination, as it were. Now, why did God create this? Well, He didn't create the hallucination. We created the hallucination by forgetting who we are. Okay, but God gave us the world of duality for a simple purpose. So that the soul would awaken itself. See? And I say awaken itself knowing that it really can awaken itself. Okay? But I include in that process of awakening itself being initiated into the sound current. Into the Holy Spirit. Okay? And through that process it starts to wake up. And as it wakes up, it starts to know itself more as spirit, as soul. And it starts to identify more with its true self. And it starts to go back on home, gravitate more towards the positive polarity. Okay? And as the soul travels in the inner worlds and it strengthens itself, and it gives up, as it were, its karma, on the lower levels and starts to waken up, then its bondage to the dual worlds ends. See? Less bondage, as it lifts and lifts and lifts. Okay? Until finally it enters what's called eternal life. Or where it's established in the place, in the inner worlds, in spirit, where it no longer is subject to birth and death. Why? Well, because it has learned how to create positively, or create with spirit. It's remembered itself. It's come into the oneness. It knows itself as one with God. It's one and the same, you see? And you may listen and say, oh yeah, that's easy, I know that. Well, yeah, but do you really? You see? And what are your emotions creating? And what are your thoughts creating? See? And every emotion and every thought away from God creates karma, creates separation, creates more of the illusion of separation. See? And we live, if you take a look at how we live, we really live like we're separate. We're separate from each other. We go against each other, we compete against each other, we're going to win against each other. We're separate from the environment. You know, we can pollute the environment and just get away with it. There are not going to be any consequences. And what we do, we think, has no consequences. You know, it's like I was talking with someone the other day, and this person was doing something that really was kind of ill-advised. And I guess the person realized, well, maybe I won't do it anymore. But, you know, hey, you know, what does it matter if I did it? Okay. Well, it matters big time. See, it doesn't matter in the sense of there's a judgment against that person or against that being. Okay. But it matters big time because of the karma that God created. More separation, more illusion. And with the separation and with the illusion comes hurt and pain. See? That's the separation. And who did it? Okay, now how it out in LA is not making magic potions and slipping it to us unawares. Although, probably being in LA, he probably can find a few shops that sell that kind of stuff, or think they do. But, so it's not anyone or anything outside ourselves. Okay, but it's by our thoughts and our emotions and where we're placing our focus that we are choosing away from God. See? And it's interesting, and so many people I know say, why do I have this karma, and why is it upon me? Well, think about, why is it upon you? It's upon you for a good reason. A, because you created it. And B is that your having it is designed to lift you back into the oneness. You know? And it's through the oneness of the Holy Spirit or through the sound current that it's all one. You see, if you as a soul are of the same material, the sound current, or the Holy Spirit that God Himself is, well, think about it. How the hell can God be separate from you, or how can you be separate from God? If He lives inside of you as you, how can you be separate? See? And so much of your all your worries and all your concerns derive from a very simple thing. Derive from forgetting the simple fact that God lives in you as you. So how are you not okay? How are you not good enough? How are you not going to be able to be taken care of? How? Doesn't make any sense. See? But it's the illusion of separation. And part of it, you know, I've sort of read about this, and it was described in a way that kind of struck me, because it struck me as, well, gee, that's kind of exactly how I think about it. You know, that the moment we lift, there's like a computer chip in us that comes up with something to destroy that lifting, or to take away the lifting, or to put the negativity there. Okay? But God in His magnificence, smart cookie, why is the negativity there? Well, so we can choose spirit. We can choose into God. God gave us free will. We're to exercise it. But we're to exercise it in terms of being with God. So we have choice. See? And each time we choose into God and away from the hurt, the pain, the fear, the negativity, well, we're that much further along. And we're that much further along towards being Christed. See? You know, it's interesting, we live in the West, and in the West we're very susceptible, as it were, to that illusion. That you're this person, that person's over there, etc., etc. Okay, and that we're separate from God. And that the way of the world is the way of the world. See, and it's like spirit has nothing to do with it. Okay, but the teachings of the path of soul transcendence, they teach us something very important. They teach us the very purpose of human life. And that is to know God and to know yourself as spirit. That's why God set this whole creation in motion, for you to have that experience. Okay, and we chose away from that. And so we kept creating embodiments. Okay. But there's really only one thing that matters. See, I've seen a lot of souls pass on. And I've seen the great judgment day, you know, whatever you want to call it. And the great judgment day sure is a fake out. Okay, I've never seen anything that goes, well, gee, how pretty was his wife, or how much money did he have, or how successful was she, or how many kids did she have? You know, I've never seen that. And I've never seen anything in the worlds of spirit that matches how we judge here. Okay, but I have seen the determination of where the soul is placed between embodiments, or I've been blessed to see how souls are placed who are no longer subject to the wheel of 84, to birth and death, to reincarnation. And it all has to do with one thing, that the judgment is real easy. How much did you grow in love? How much do you love God? How much light of the Most High do you have? See? And it's not like outside forces make this determination. It only seems like outside forces because the soul hasn't woken up to where those forces exist. Okay, but it has to do with the soul and these forces, in some cases the teacher, making the assessment. You can't fool the soul. I've never seen a soul that's fooled itself. Okay, so somewhere, if it hasn't done it in the body, it comes into contact with knowing that there's one purpose, and it strives, and everything in the system, the whole system is designed to know God and to grow in love. And it ain't going to be fooled by that. It ain't going to be fooled by that. And, yeah, you know, you have these people, they're rich, they're successful, they've done all sorts of things, you know. They die and the clergy person says, hey, this guy's going to God, you know. God's so happy to have him back, to have his child back. Well, oh, Jesus, he's the happiest shit, you know. Jesus don't want him, he's dead, you know. So where's this soul going? Well, guess where the soul's going. To exactly the place it was born, in the inner worlds. Okay, now let me say that again. To exactly the place it was born in the inner worlds. Okay, and I'm spelling that with an E at the end. Born, okay? So in other words, it's going to the same place that it vibrated on when it was in the body. Okay, so drops the body, goes for the accounting, sees, okay, I created this, got this additional karma, got more karma. Oh, okay, fine. And underneath it all, that soul knows that all that karma and all that stuff and all that creation away from God, that underneath it all, okay, is the striving for the oneness. And even the karma that soul has, it's all designed to, sooner or later, bring it into the union with God, into the oneness. See, and I want to be careful here. When I say the union of God, I don't so much mean merging. Yeah, I kind of do, but not as a separate thing that merges. Okay? Rather, it's that which it always was and the awakening of that. And it's really the union with what it always is, so that the Alpha and the Omega, it all becomes one. See, and the Alpha is the Omega is the Alpha. There ain't no difference. You can't tell the difference. It's like, pick a circle. Okay, tell me where the beginning is, tell me where the end of the circle is. You can't do it. Okay, so we have a lot of history as a soul behind each of us. Each soul has a lot of history. And a lot of momentum and a lot of power, okay? And that power that pushes against it, that's the karma pushing against it, okay? And that power and that thrust is always the thrust out into the world. And somewhere inside itself, in the deepest recesses of the soul, is the awareness, is the memory of, hey, I was with God, and I'm of the same material. I'm of the Holy Spirit. I'm of the sound current. I've forgotten. And it needs to come into remembrance, or remembering, or being a member again in the body of God. See? But if you check, you know, all of creation is within us. So if you, you know, mankind is the highest of on creation. You know, of course, mankind being what it is, it'll go, oh, the angels, I mean, come on. You know, like the angels are so much above man. Well, not at all. Man shall have dominion over all things, and that means that man controls from the spiritual force field all of creation, okay? But only when it is in alignment with God's will. Okay? If you take a look at your everyday life, and you take a look at your thoughts and your feelings and where you're focusing and what you're perseverating on, what's the expression? What's the focus? Lack, fear, hurt, pain, separation? Or the joy of being with God? Where's the focus? See? We know God lives in the inner worlds, in spirit. We know the soul lives in the inner worlds. The body is the outcropping of that. We're in manifestation. Okay? We're in manifestation. So we're manifestation of the soul that we are. How are we manifesting that? Okay? And we need to remember that this reality is in reality an apparent reality. It's not real. Okay? It seems real. It seems real solid. Okay? But it's really but a dream. And what's the dream? But the dream is done in sleep. And it's the soul. The soul dreams and dreams and dreams itself onward and onward and onward and onward. Okay? Till the time comes when it is spiritually correct for it to be awakened. See, and at any moment a soul can go, hey, God, awaken me. Give me the alarm clock. Give me that initiation. I need my way back to you. I'm lost here. I've forgotten who I am. I'm lost in the world of form. I'm confused. I identify with my thoughts. I identify with my feelings. I identify with the values of this world. Help me. And as soon as the soul calls out for help, God's there. See, but God's always there. It's just that the soul has attuned to it. See? So I'm sitting here and I'm giving this talk. Okay? But I'm not really here. My body's here. And I'm using my mind to harness that which is in the inner worlds and bring it forward in a presentable way. Okay? But where am I really? Okay? But I'm sitting in spirit and I'm sitting in God's heart. And I'm with God. And obviously I ain't dead, so I didn't have to wait till I died to be with God. Okay? And it's like God has extended himself through all the realms, then comes out into the physical world. Okay? But you see, I'm just like you, only more so. You know? What's true for me is true for you. The only difference may be that I'm aware of it, and you're coming into that awareness. Okay? But guess what? Are you going to help it along or are you not? You know, where are you focusing? Where are you placing your attention? See? Now there's nothing wrong with thoughts, emotions, feelings, any of that stuff. We have them. It comes with the body. Okay? But let's have some proper identification. See, we've forgotten who we are. And let's remember that we're souls, we're spirit. Okay, and at the end of the day, I'd like each and every one of you to just ask yourself, was my focus during this day an active attunement with the spirit I am? And did I use my experiences of the day, my thoughts and my feelings, to lift and grow and attune? See? And it's interesting. This has serious implications for the world. Because if we know that we're spirit, then guess what? We're not male or female. We don't live in this country. We don't live in that country. We don't have this nationality. We don't have this color. We don't have this sex. That's just stuff our body's doing here. Okay? But if we're spirit, and it's the same spirit in me that's in you, well, guess what? Then we are all one. And if it's the same spirit in me, that's in you, that's in God, well, God's in you too. So also think about your interactions with people. Okay? And the thing that I try to do as much as I can is I don't believe people. I don't believe them for a minute. See? And that's the best thing I could do for them. I just don't believe them. Okay, and by that I don't mean I don't believe what they say or think or anything, okay? But I don't believe their identification of themselves. I stay with what I know to be so, that they are spirit, that they are soul, that God lives in them. And I hold them to that. See? I hold them to that. And I don't believe their forgetfulness. I don't believe they don't remember. I don't go on and help them create away from God. They're free to if they want to. Okay? But I won't aid and abet that. Okay, so take inventory of how you're relating to others and how you're relating inside yourself. What's the environment like? You know, and God's blessed us. He's really blessed us. He's here with us. We've left him, see, and mankind, of course, because it's unconscious, and the way the mirror works, it flip-flops things so that we've been kicked out of the garden. The reality is we've kicked God out of the garden. Okay? But ultimately, all souls go to paradise, as it were. Okay? But what's paradise? Well, we know paradise is the kingdom of heaven within. Okay, we know how to get there. Okay? And that's the great joy. It's the separation that hurts, see? And separation and death, that's the great illusion. But everything strives towards oneness, you know? And just like we in the basic self class, we've come to see that, hey, we're responsible for our basic selves, for the learning and the progression of them. And we're responsible for our spiritual progression. Why? Because all parts go to God. All parts are to be uplifted. All parts of God's creation. Okay, all atoms in God's creation, they're busy learning and they're busy growing. And that's really important, or at least serving God. And that's really important. That's really important. Okay? And lastly, and this is crucial, that you know, you can use a knife both ways. How do you use a knife? Well, tell you a little story. Guy growing up, he was about 8 or 9, growing up in one of the inner cities, bright guy. And he sort of made contact with some people. They were members of gangs, and I guess he was going to be initiated into a gang or wanted to establish himself. He was about 11 or 12. And he went to kill this guy with a knife. And he just missed his heart by like a millimeter. And he knew, instantaneous with his missing him, that he didn't miss him, that God had made him miss, and that he was a choice, that he could use his hands to kill, the knife to kill, or he could use the knife to heal. And he actually was a very bright kid and a really good student. And he decided at that moment to use the knife to heal. And he's probably the guy to see it with separation, bodies that have to be separated. You know, children that are born joined, and they're very difficult operations, and you don't know, you know, if you're going to kill one, you're going to kill both or whatever, and you can't. It's hard even to know where the vessels and the arteries and all that stuff lie and what damage you do, etc., etc. And this is the guy to go see. Okay, so he uses a knife to heal. Okay, we all have a knife. Okay, the knife that digs into us, you know, and that cuts us. And what cuts us? But is our hurt and our pain and our separation. And so use that hurt, use that pain, use that separation to lift and to grow and to heal. Healing has to do with wholeness, has to do with oneness. You know? If you're running your stuff, stop. If you're feeling a lot of fear, stop. If you're feeling hurt, pain, separation, stop. Choose to use that knife to lift and to heal and to come into the oneness. All souls are going to do it anyway. You know? And so, just in concluding this, you need to know that this world of form, okay, is like a stage. You know, it's like a little prop. It ain't real. It seems real, okay? And the purpose of why this is here is for us to lift and grow. In all things, there's this force in us that wants us to merge, to go back to where we came. Where do we come from? But we come from God. And that's crucial. So you need, instead of sitting there running all sorts of stuff or having the thoughts and the feelings and just letting them run, creating all sorts of karma and creating a separation and making the knife even bigger, use the knives that you have to lift and grow in love and love God. Separation is the killer. That's the killer. and it results in death. And death is the illusion, and so is the separation. Okay, now I realize that it sounds easy, and it is easy, but yet it takes a commitment of the soul to do this, and to learn and grow, and to overcome that automatic response in us that focuses on the negative and wants to stay there. Okay? But this is all God. All of creation is God. So enjoy the creation, enjoy your life, know the creation, come to know yourself as God, and always be in union with yourself. Always be in union with yourself. That means being present with God, with the spirit you are. Okay? Love God with all your heart and soul and might. Love your neighbor as yourself. That fulfills the law. That fulfills the karmic law. That takes care of everything. Okay, so my charge to you is to live accordingly. You know, monitor your thoughts and your feelings if you have to. See at the end of the day where your focus was. And see what you can do to attune more to the spirit you are. Because all of creation is God, and all of creation is set up for that at one moment. We've forgotten. You've been woken up. You've gotten the alarm clock. How you use it is up to you. But I really charge you, because you're charged anyway with the responsibility, I really charge you with coming to know yourself as soul, as spirit, as God. Okay, we'll stop with that.